This is beginning of channel 2 over. Beginning of channel 2 over. Beginning of channel 2 over. Now this is channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. Sunday the 25th, something like that. 25th, 6th of April 1970. Sunday the 24th of April 1970. This is channel 2 over. Beginning of channel 2 over. And it's dry and warm and cloudy and dusty after all this moist weather we've had for the last, for all these months. About 10 o'clock now, 11, and Cookie just drove in by herself in that little green pickup up the lane, and Faye went out to talk to her a minute. Now just put this on. First thing, we ought to put those tubs up over there where they'll have some water. Channel 2 over, Sunday the 24th, 5th of April, 1970.
I got to buy me a chair like this for my setting up at the station when I ain't doing nothing.
Well, I tell you what, I know where to get one. Did I promise you to get one?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I went over there and, you know, Mr. Kaiser.
Yes, sir.
And he, I haven't been able to catch him in. And I think he avoids me now. If he sees me coming, he gets busy with a customer. And, you know, it's, but I'll keep after him. He's a nice fella. He won't, he'll pick up some of these things cheap, you see. Have one to scoot around in over there. You know, I've been out there, we've been out there just moving the cows and doing one thing or another.
Yeah.
And that burn is warm.
Yes, it's warm. I've been to Gainesville, long at the Gainesville, looked over the station. Just drove around. I didn't even get out. I just drove around and looked the situation over.
Just see if it would look like it's all there.
Yeah.
Hey, you read the newspaper this morning. And she said Fifth Avenue over there was roped off now.
No, you missed that. I said the police.
I'll get it.
Okay.
They're sawing chunks, you know, over there on the Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Motorists.
No, sir. Friday. I mean, it just wasn't my day. I just got too mad Friday. I mean. Mm-hmm. When I get that way, I ain't worth a nickel for a week afterwards.
Well, what was it, Cookie? When was that? That late Friday?
Late Friday evening.
After you was already wore down?
After I was already wore down, he just kept nagging.
They didn't hear you. What you got into
there? I was putting the tape player in, and a nigger came in hall about a month ago, well, right after he opened up, right the first of the month, one of the first ones that he sold, and didn't want the cheap speakers that he had. She wanted this, her tape player hooked up to her radio speakers. And she said, I don't want them cheap speakers. She said, I want you to hook it up to my radio stereo speakers. She said, they're stereo speakers. She said, I've got four of them in there. She said, you hook my tape player up to my radio speakers, and I'll give you these speakers. I said, all right. Plus, paying for the installation too, you know, which was quicker for me. Okay. I hooked him up, and I just laid the speakers up on the bench, you know. Mm-hmm. He come over Friday evening and accused me of stealing them speakers.
Oh, the boy?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that made me mad. I straightened him out there. And then he come back over. And he started again about them speakers. And I told him, I said, now look here. Don't come back over here no more raising sand with me. I told you where I got them speakers. And I said, the lady will be in here shortly to explain to you and tell you just exactly where them speakers come from. Because I'd called her. Okay, she came in. And she went down, and let me tell you, if she didn't rake him over the coals, I ain't sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She told him just exactly what he could depend on. And she's a big woman, too.
Yeah.
Lord, I'd rather a mule would kick me as for her to hit me. I would. And she's a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
And she backed him up in the corner and made him take water. Made him take it all back.
Yeah.
Then he come up and jumped on me about it, see. I done wore down. That was after dark.
Oh.
I was mad. And I backed him up in the corner of my shop. I made him take back everything he said to me. Barehanded. There wasn't nobody there but me and Frank. Frank was standing behind me. He was ready to back me up if anything happened. But I made him take it back. And I was so mad. He opened his mouth and he said, you got the speakers? And then it just like a light went out. Oh, that made me mad. And if I could have got a hold of my saber saw, which I was using, I want you to know I'd have hurt that man. When I get them, when I get like that, I'm no good for a week afterwards. Then I quit installing tapes for him. I've contracted two to install tomorrow for $20 a piece. And I'll have them done by noon.
For somebody else.
For somebody else. $20 a piece. And I'll have both of them done by noon.
I don't believe. You see, that Miami business, this boy you're working with, that's bound to crop out from time to time. They just can't hold it in, you see.
Oh, yeah, they got to take their spite out on somebody.
Something, yeah, something.
Well, he thought he could take it out on me. Well, he did for just a certain length of time, and then I can just take so much. It just builds up, and I can just take so much. And I ain't gonna take no more. I just ain't gonna do it. I don't have to. That's one reason I left Brazington, to keep from taking stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
but you get over it, Cookie.
Yeah.
You won't hold it against him forever.
No. I mean, it's a.
All over.
It's all over now, but I just ain't no good, see?
Uh-huh.
It just affects me. For my nerves is tore up for a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. You know?
I'm tense now. Now, for the next week, I'll be tense and hard to get along with.
Yeah.
And that's why you left Brazington.
That's why I left up there. Because I couldn't get along. I mean, I was just on earth. My nerves were just on edge all the time. And they kept me that way up there.
You mean they just come around and need you every now and then?
Yeah. And I was in a position where I couldn't tell them to go straight up. You know what I mean. But I'm in a position now where I can tell them what to do.
Makes a difference. Oh, no, there
already.
Huh? I think it happens to everybody.
Well, maybe the door's not open.
Yep. just has to level off.
Now I'm gonna put a sign up in my window that I installed tape players.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I just got one window. The other one's still.
Well, I charged the air conditioner yesterday evening. And put on a water pump and put in a tape player. Well, I didn't put in a tape player. I put in speakers for a tape player. And I goofed around yesterday and made $30. Cleared $30. Just goofed around.
Mm-hmm. On the side, plus your regular...
Plus my gasoline and oil.
Mm-hmm.
This fella came in yesterday evening at 3:30. Wanted a set of speakers installed. I said, I'm getting ready to close up. Go home. I said, I'd sure like to have these speakers installed. He said, how much do you charge me to install these speakers? I said, have you got the speakers? He said, no. But I'll get them. But I want to know how much you'll charge me first. I said, $5. Now that was at 3:30. Well, he went and got the speakers and come back at 20 minutes to 4. I installed the speakers and pulled the door down and was getting in my truck and looked up at the clock on the big American station down on the corner, and it was 4 o'clock. Made $5. I made $18 on a water pump installation. I made $8 on a charging air conditioner. That's money that's sticking in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can just stick that in your pocket. Huh?
That's right. They don't have to know how much what I do there.
See that handsome fella on the shirt? Down there at the end, you have to duck in front.
Oh yeah, I see him now. Uh-huh.
He comes up and here's the old man, that's the old lady. The old man's got more red on his head. He sits there and he takes 10 or 12 bites of that stuff. That's what I ought to do, just go around and set up things like this for people. Because I know how to do it and they don't.
Yeah.
It's just like installing your speakers. I wouldn't get them in there so they'd work. Well, most people put this up and the birds won't set on it.
You know why? They build it too fancy.
Yeah, that's right, too.
They want everything too fancy.
Oh, yes. They'd rather have it painted than have birds on it.
Sure. That's right.
you know, I went to a great deal of trouble on that one little tractor tire, Cookie. It just shows you how much travel there is now. You see, I took it down there. The man over here on the hill didn't want to do it. So I took it down to Dodge and got the color boy on that to do it. Well, he had 3 or 4 ahead of me, and I didn't want to make another trip, you see, so I just sat there and read the paper. So the next morning, it had down. So I took it back. I just figured there was another hole in it he hadn't found. And they found that the patch that was on it already was leaking. There was a patch on it already. So I figured, well, that's all there is to it. Well, then I wanted to go down there and put out some stuff. And I thought, well, I'll take it down there again. Let him see what it is, and if he can fix it. If he's not, I'll know, and when I go to town, I'll get a new one. And then I figured, well, hell, what's the use taking it back down there? I'll just take it in there, and I left it with you.
Yeah.
See? And I hadn't thought about it. My mind don't work like that too much. And, I forget what you, something you said, put it in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said all you needed was an inner tube, and you could find one. But and I told you not to quit what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't wait around there and make a call to myself. I had to get out here, it's Friday afternoon, and be here when that darn fertilizer can come, because I didn't want to have to pick that up.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere else. So you see how much trouble one darn little old tube can cause you.
That's right.
And then I called Town Tire, and they didn't have trouble finding it. The fate picked it up, and I had to take it down there again Saturday morning. That's going broke pretty fast, looks to me like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it cost $1.50. They charged $1.50 plus tax. And I had $2, and I gave the rest of the change to Arnett because he is so late when he got to it. Well, when I took it back down there, it wasn't their fault. They would have done it for nothing, you see. But I paid them again. It was just the old tube.
Yeah.
And then I had to
end up buying a new tube.
Yeah. So now that's a right smart money in that one old no count tire.
That Freon there, that comes in that box there for air conditioners, there's 12 cans in there. Cost me $6.60. And when I get done with a case like that, I've got $24 out of that case, plus my labor. I charge $2 for even looking at an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Putting my gauges on it, I charge $2. And if it takes 2 pounds, why, that's $4, and service charge is $2, it's $6. That's cheaper, and they can get it done any place in Gainesville.
Yeah.
I can completely charge an air conditioner for $10. And take it to Brazington, it's $15 flat to charge an air conditioner.
You know, a man would, it'd pay him to, if he's gonna have to make a living, if he's poor, it'd pay him to take care of some of his own stuff, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if you was out here, operating out here, you could keep your cars going and the tractors and all the equipment going. So what you got? You've got all the tools and stuff that you need.
But any, just about any kind of a tool you want to work with, I ain't bragging, but I've got it. You want to pull a gear off a shaft? I've got the gear puller.
Well, you know, I used to think about that. If a man could work, say, 2 days a week and then go ahead with his own stuff for the rest of the time. A lot of people, you know, make a living one or a couple of days a week.
Sure.
But it's kind of hard to find a place like that, isn't it?
It sure is, yes, sir. It's hard to find a place where you can just work 2 days a week.
Just go on in and do, say now over Bradenton's. They got enough backlog there that a fella could go in there and work anytime he wanted to.
Sure.
But then they couldn't handle that. They couldn't plan for it.
No, they can't plan for it.
They got to know ahead of time who's going to be there, haven't they?
That's right. That's why they called me up the other day and offered me $150 a week to go back up there 5 days.
5 days?
I said, George, last week I made $226.19, clear money. Now, I said, it's foolish for me to leave that and go back up there at that aggravation for $150.
The aggravation still be there?
Part of it.
Who's over your old apartment?
George Bradley now.
Yeah.
See, they put Jay over in charge of the rental division. You see, they rent cars. They put Jay over in charge of the rental division.
Mm-hmm. Rent cars?
Mm-hmm. Cookie, that little thing out there, they got a nice place out there at the Windsor Baptist Church. Is that what you call it?
Yes, sir.
That's just a beautiful place out there.
It is. It's coming along real nice.
And they're building it as they can pay for it.
That's right. They don't buy nothing unless they can pay for it. That's right. Go around and beg people for money to pay this and pay that. And I've been in a lot of little country churches, and I have yet to see one with the offering that little church takes in every Sunday.
Oh. They make it, and then they have to turn over some of it to the church.
That's right. Last Sunday, there was 56 at Sunday school, and their offering was $75 and something last Sunday.
Oh.
What?
Last Sunday.
I never heard anything like that. Never, in any church.
That's right.
It's that way every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Alvin really sure cooked that chicken and that fish.
Yes, sir. Now that was fit to eat, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And those chickens were fresh. They were killed Friday night. Dressed up Friday night.
Yeah.
Put on ice. They wasn't froze. And then they were cooked yesterday evening. So they was kept on ice.
You can tell it the taste.
Oh, man. Sure. I had to get rid of this shirt.
Now, you made a trip to get chickens, and Alvin or somebody made a trip to get the fish. They caught some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to see the TV as a mullet.
Yes, sir.
And then he fried all afternoon, cooked. Now that's pretty good undertaking, isn't it?
Yes, sir. But that was really good eating last night.
That was a good eating. Everything they had was tasty. You didn't go home and taste it.
I'm telling you, I like it.
Now, I tell you, that lady that made them beans, she really got a recipe.
That's Miss Conley.
That's Miss Conley.
Right. Yes.
Now, Alvin said, I don't know, I think he told me. He said he was brought up in that neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
And then he left home and worked all over the eastern United States. And finally come back to that same neighborhood.
He did. He worked in Michigan. He worked for the railroad in Michigan for a long time. He was conductor.
Oh. Look at that.
Yes, sir. He was conductor on a railroad.
In Michigan.
In Michigan.
That's about as far as he can get.
Yeah. He just got fed up with it and come home. About 12 years, I believe.
Yeah. Now, does she belong to this country?
Oh, no, she's from Virginia.
Yeah.
Her people are in Virginia.
Yeah. So he found her when he is off. That fella, was it Arnette that his boy is big and they said he's a clown?
Yeah.
And his daddy was a clown sort of too?
Yes, sir.
And he lived on his own old family place.
That's right.
200-400 acres over there.
Works for Stringfellow Supply Company.
Oh.
I'm getting pipe through him at jobber cost to put my well down.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I remember now somebody said last night he was. I didn't talk to him, but I just saw him. He's at Stringfield. Well, what did he do with his property out there?
Guy, he's more or less about like you fellas. It don't make any difference whether everything goes along smooth or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether everything's done up to par or not, it don't make any difference. Tomorrow's another day.
Well, does he do any cropping at all?
Just cattle and hay, that's all.
Hay?
Yeah. Just like you fellas, you just get raised enough hay to feed his own cattle and horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, let his farm take care of itself.
Yeah. you know, if the boy, is he in this bed?
No. No.
Well, now that's a sad thing. When you see, when they let it get out of the family.
That's right.
Because then they can never get it again.
That's right.
They can't get it again until it's worth $1 million. And then they won't want it.
They don't need it.
Or if they want it, it don't mean anything to them.
That's right.
It's just something to visit once every 6 months. Look at it. And they turn it, you know, on something to make money on. On it. Who is the farmer, the watermelon man? Dick, you know what I mean. Now, have you run into him much?
Oh, yes. Yes. See, he worked for the county at the same time I did. And I worked for the school board.
Yeah.
He worked, he still works for the school board.
He does.
Yes, sir. And
he
his wife
farms on the side.
That's right. And his wife drives school bus.
Everybody just farms on the side.
Right.
Except Joe Guy Duggar.
That's right.
These fellas around me, they've made their money in recent years on real estate.
Wilkerson. That's right.
Well, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get around to talk more to that his brother, to Dick. Now he was a cracker. He's a cracker from way back
then. Yeah.
Yeah. He weighs melons and he never went in for the whole cost, you see. He didn't have to. He'd find people that didn't know much about it and they'd go in with him. And, you know, what color told me that? Gus's husband.
Townsend.
He says, Dick Wilkerson just hates to see anybody else make anything out of it. Now that's something, ain't it?
It sure is.
That is something. So all along the line with him, it was a power play as a squeeze all along the line. Now that's a cracker in one sense.
That sure is. Yes, sir.
And there's been a many one like that.
And there's a few of them left.
And I have been in this... Yes, sir. But now this fella is a different type.
Yes.
He works for the county and he does other work. Now Dick didn't.
No.
Got in some singing last night, Cookie. That's nice. Who is that big, tall boy that's in that first stand up there? He didn't know all those songs.
That is Mr. Wilkerson's son.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, he really got into them. The ones he knew.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anybody sing like that, and now there's the old man, you see. See that red on his head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it.
That, then that fat, chuffy boy, big, husky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were brothers.
Oh, but, oh, they are?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have singing at home then.
Oh, yeah, they just sing all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then that girl, big girl, you know. Now, her and Laura and them two boys, and Miss Jackie Harris. She was the lady in the real pale blue dress, wore glasses.
Over next to the wall.
Yes, sir. And Miss Stevens, and the preacher's wife, and Helen, is just about the crop of the singing up there on Sunday and Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
But you turn all them loose together, and they can tear them one up.
Well, now, the congregation, they're not great singers, the congregation?
Not too much, no.
They don't care too much for it.
No. Miss Dorothy Blackwell, she plays piano most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different atmosphere when Helen plays the piano. Helen plays by ear. Dorothy plays by note. Dorothy plays the way it's printed in the book.
Yeah.
And Helen plays the way it sounds best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go along with Helen's playing a lot better than they do Dorothy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it all sounds... sometimes the singing don't... ain't sung the way it's in the book, but it's it all sounds just right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's too high, why hell, I'm gonna change keys for them.
Yeah.
And Dorothy, she plays it just like it's in the book. She won't drop a key for him or nothing. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, some of those songs pitch high. Fella can't hardly get a hold of
them. That's right. Well, now Helen can break them down normally to where they can get a hold of them.
Now you'd rather just listen to them than draw them.
Yeah. Oh, I can, but see, I've had this cold.
Yeah.
Since before last Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I haven't got rid of it in my chest and throat yet.
Yeah, just lingers.
Just lingers.
I had one that lasted me the whole dead burn winter and spring.
Well, that's the way mine's doing.
And wasn't anything I could do to get rid of it. Seems it just lingered. Now they are right, they go out there because they want to.
That's right. They go because they just want to.
And when they sit down and they just talk and talk about the things they want to talk about.
That's right. There ain't no form or fashion about it. It's just, when I go the way I'm dressed right here, just feel good. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't walk in the First Baptist Church in Gainesville looking like this. It'd throw you out.
Yeah, you'd want to have a coat on.
Yeah. Tie and tied up and all that kind of stuff. They don't go for that out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I expect the town churches, most of them have a tie, wear a tie.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
But now out there, not any of them
wear a tie. Oh, once in a while, they'll. If they want to, they'll wear a tie. If they don't, why, there ain't nobody says anything about it.
But last night, they didn't.
No. Sunday school, the children go in their overall pants or school clothes, I want you to know. Frank wears his overall pants, his cowboy boots. That's just how common they are. Just common country folks.
Now that's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday. That's right.
girls don't wear shorts.
No. No. They don't wear shorts. Well, now, some of the little 4, 5, 6-year-olds, maybe they may wear shorts or something like that, but none of the older girls, you know.
You know, one thing I noticed out there last night was so many children out there, and they would run and romp, and nobody didn't bother anybody. They didn't, nobody babysitting them.
That's right.
They just...
Be yourself.
Run and romp.
That's right.
And laugh. And
everybody had a good time. Nobody, you know, they didn't fuss and fume or anything like that.
Yeah.
Everybody jolly.
They'll stand by you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You get sick, they'll come see you.
That's right. And if you need anything, they'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There's one family. This fellow got... I believe he got his leg broke. Anyway, he was on crutches. They was in pretty destitute circumstances. And Miss Jackie Harris got up one Sunday morning before Sunday school. She told the congregation, she said, now this particular family is, said he's hurt, not able to work, and she said, I think the church ought to help him just a little bit. Well, I want you to know, when they took up the offering for the church, in church service, that went to this particular man. And it was over $100. They took and gave it to him.
Yeah.
If I was to get down and out, and not no income, they'd be knocking on my door to help me. Last summer, when I was knocked out, they offered to help me.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They offered to help me.
When you was having all them headaches?
Yes, sir. They offered me money to buy groceries with if I needed them. They sure did.
You know, Cookie, a fella oughtn't use his credit up to the point where he's got so many obligations, he's not loose. He's got to be able to do those things. You can strap yourself down, you see, to that first of the month where you can't do nothing.
That's right.
I don't think, I've heard you all talk about it. I've talked to Alvin. But seeing it, you see a little bit more clearly. I don't think Alvin... You see, all he had to do for those cows over here was stretch a little fence over there and take a couple hours. And his boys would have done it for him. He could sit there and see it. But he couldn't get around to it.
That's right, he's busy.
Now, he's not going to be able to get around to anything.
He's tied up, he's busy.
He got so much at home. And then, you see, he puts that little church first.
Yes, sir. On Monday night, they got a meeting, deacon's meeting. He's one of the deacons.
On Tuesday night, he works late. On Wednesday night, prayer meeting. Thursday night, he works late. Friday night, they usually go to the grocery store. Saturday, he gets his feed in for his hogs and his cows and his horses and what have you. And if he has to do any riding, why, he'll ride the woods. Sunday, he goes back to church. He's got a full week. He hasn't got time for nothing more.
That's right. And a full-time job.
A full-time job.
But now, when you all was planting on this hay out there, you didn't know that.
I didn't know all of that. I didn't know all of that. Because he hadn't told me any of this.
And you weren't going over to that church then?
No, I didn't realize it. But since we started going over there, I realized it. And he's a busy man. I bet that man don't get to bed before 11 o'clock every night in the week.
Well, you know what? I found this out a long time ago. You got to find out what a fella does, and you can't take his word for it.
You got to get out there and see.
It's not that he misleads you, but he just talks one way, but then he don't always live like that. I mean, there's nothing wrong in it. But
he realizes.
You just don't realize it.
He don't maybe
that's,
realize it.
That's
and maybe it's something he wants to do, mm-hmm. but he'll never get around to doing it.
That's right.
So, you know, after seeing him over there last night, and he's such a affable fella.
He is nice.
Sort of boys, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind going over there and borrowing his tractor or anything he had.
You can go over and get anything that man had.
And just keep it a while.
If you needed a truck, go, Alan, I need a pickup this afternoon. Here's the keys. That's all it'd be to it.
Yeah. And then if you make a little hay, give him some of it.
Yeah, that's right. Take him a truckload.
That's right. And as much as he does for the public over there and the neighbors, he's
He's entitled to it. He's entitled to some outside help. He sure is. He's the one brought up last summer when I was down and out. He's the one that brought up in church that they thought they ought to come over and help Cookie out. That he might need money to buy groceries. Alvin Pons is a man, doesn't that?
And he don't make any large amount of money.
No.
He works a 40-hour week.
A 40-hour week and works on commission. He don't make the same every week.
Yeah. Well, he averaged.
He'll average about 160 a week. About it. That is year round.
With all that family.
And then out of that, they have to take.
And out of that, every Sunday morning, he'll put a tenth of his wages in Sunday school.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That goes in, and that's paid for anything else is.
Yeah. And it's not his net wages, it's his wages.
His wages. Yes, sir.
Well, it's easy to see people in the wrong light, ain't it?
He told me he had to make his own way since he was 15.
What's that say?
Alvin. Had to make his own way since he was 15.
That's right. He did. That's what he told me. See, there's a little story behind his dad that people don't know about. See, his dad was in prison.
Well, he just said to me he was pretty upset and embarrassed. Last night, he just said to me.
Oh, and that's behind the divorce?
Yes. That is right. But Alvin Pons, what he did when his daddy got free, he done something that none of the rest of the children would do. He gave him a home.
Is that right?
He got a plot of land right there. It's deeded to him. It's got, it ain't much of a house, but he lives in it.
His daddy's living now?
Oh, yes.
You don't need much of a house.
No, but none of the rest of the family would have anything to do with him.
Oh, really?
That's right. He was an offcast.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin took him in and gave him a home.
Yeah.
Because when Alvin was 15 years old, when all this happened, see?
Mm-hmm. Well, so he had to leave home, didn't have any home to stay to him.
That's right. He had no home. He had a broken home. He had to get out and dig for Alvin. And he's got some of the sorriest brothers and sisters that and he'll tell you so too.
Where do they hang out?
Just all over the country. Some of them lives out there at Windsor. They won't even have a thing to do with him.
Is that right?
Won't even say good morning.
That's
the truth.
Look at that.
That's right.
Alan was right cute yesterday. He just talked to me just briefly, but that's the first time I had known anything. You know, he just told me that he left home, had to make it on his own, and he said he depended on the church. It meant a lot to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kept him straight, he said. Now that's witnessing.
That sure is.
Yeah. You know, it don't matter much what the preacher says as long as people in the church act like that, does it?
That ain't very much a preacher can say.
what sort of theology or everything?
That's
right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fellow like Alvin's had the experience.
You didn't bring your drums.
Didn't think of it.
Well, you don't have to bring them.
I got up this morning and wasn't feeling the best in the world.
Cookie was going to stretch out there in the grass, guy, and get this out of his system.
I'm telling you the truth. I told him, I'm just going to get lost. I got in the truck and told Frank, I said, Frank, go out and unload them tires. It's got the wheels on them. I said, I'll take the junk to the dump. I drove by the dump and unloaded my junk. And show you how forgetful I am. I even drove off and didn't even have a cigar in my mouth. None in my pocket.
Yeah.
I had to go buy cigars, and I had two boxes sitting there on the buffet. I went on out. Went to Gainesville. Stopped and bought me some cigars. drove around the station, looked at it, and I come down, come on down 13th Street. Come on down here.
You got a couple of boxes up there.
Yeah.
Cigars.
Yeah. But I didn't even get stopped. I didn't even go in. I just drove around and seen it was still sitting there, and it didn't look like anybody broke in, so I just moved on out.
Well, I tell you, you all going out and rustle up the drama, too.
Well, let me see. You need one of them high enough to... I don't think you need it very high, either one of them. That toilet's not very high.
That high right there be plenty high enough off of ground.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking, Cookie and I were talking about putting the horses up a corner. I was thinking about something for the horses to drink out of.
Well, it's all the same operation.
Yeah.
I mean, no hurry about that.
Yeah.
They can drink the same water that the people do.
Yeah.
That, now let me see. You could put that, you could fill that, say that 500-gallon drum, half full, or whatever you wanted. You could prop it up on that two-wheel trailer, where it would just roll over on a little platform down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already got a fitting, you see.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to do any plumbing on it.
Just get a hose and hook it up.
Yeah.
That's the end of that little Sunday tape, 26th of April 1970, about dinner time, after lunch or sometime along there. No, when he first came, he didn't have any ambition to work when he first came. He just wanted to sit and be idle, so he came in and talked. Now we went in and stirred up a little something. We're going to figure on putting up a drum or my big 500-gallon tank down there for him to get some water before he digs his well. He hadn't got the money right now. And we talked. This is around 8:15, you see, 8:20. We go out to knock around a little bit. Well, I said that towards the end, you see, that Frank could take over the water facilities down there and work them out all by himself. That's what we did first. And then Cook and I set up and took the tractors down to start putting in the bahia over in the front pasture. Now it's 8:30. The end of the talk on Sunday, the 26th of April 1970.